couple of weeks on trivialities and things that are trivial. We didn't spend a lot of time on the running after that bad stuff. We just talked about a man in prison named the Apostle Paul who was able to see what really mattered. He was in prison. He was locked up. He was waiting execution. He wrote a little book, four chapters, the book of Philippians, on a book of joy and happiness and contentment and peace and encouragement. And so I guess we can have a great life without running after and chasing crazy things. Y'all listening to me? Today, we're going to continue those thoughts. We talked about some trivial things today. Pursuit. What are you running after? Now, this is one that we do, buddy. I'm telling you right now. Material pursuit. Say that with me. Material pursuit. We're here to grow today. Say that with me. We're here to grow today. Stuff on this screen ain't stuff I don't need. Okay? This stuff I need. I write this stuff. You know what I'm saying? With the Word of God and God's help. Why? Because I pursue wrong things. I need direction in my life. I need to be doing the right things. Okay? So this isn't just a message with you guys. For me, too. I'm excited about just unveiling it so we can learn together. Material pursuit. Here we go. The Bible seems to clearly indicate, as I read it over and over again, that the opposite of material pursuit, the opposite of chasing material things, the opposite of that is, say the word with me, contentment. Would you agree with that? The opposite of wanting more and getting more and got to have more is what? Being what? Content with what you what? What you have. Amen? Contentment. Being satisfied. Wouldn't you like to be satisfied? Amen? And I think that maybe as we get older, and life gets shorter and we've learned some things through life, we learn, maybe not to be as materialistic. You know what I'm saying? Is that true, guys? Yes or no? You know what I mean? But that doesn't mean that we still don't struggle with it. Doesn't mean it's not an issue. It's something we need to talk about. But we're going to take it a step further. We want to get into the Bible, and we want to get this thing called contentment in our life. That's what I'm on a path for. So here's the Apostle Paul writing again. Now this time he's writing to Timothy. But godliness with what? Contentment is great what? Wait a minute. So if I'm godly and I can be content in my Christian life, wow, that's great what? Boy, I'm getting ahead. For we brought nothing into this world, and it's certain we can carry what? Nothing out. That sounds like something an old wives' tale would make up. I bet you we've heard people say that right in the Bible. We brought nothing into this world, and it's certain we can't carry anything out. Right from the Bible, amen? And having food and clothes, let us therewith be what? Content. But they that will be rich, they that, not those that are rich, those that will be. Those that will be. That's what I'm going to be. That's what I'm going to be. And I ain't going to be happy till I get there. Those that will be rich fall into what? Temptation and a snare and into many foolish and hurtful lusts which drown men in destruction and what? Wow. That sounded rough, didn't it? I mean, we can have the seminars, how to get rich, and everybody's like, oh, yeah. We leave out that part. If this is something that becomes a major factor in your life and a major drive in your life, you get ready. You're going to open yourself up to many foolish and hurtful lusts, and many drown themselves, you know, in destruction and perdition. The love of money is the what? That's the root. That's the problem. The love, that pursuit of money is the root of evil. All evil. Would you say behind most evil on this planet, money somewhere with it? Say, you name evil and somewhere money's tied to it somehow. Okay? Which while some coveted after, they've erred from the what? You think people ever stop serving Jesus because of the almighty dollar? Somebody tell me. Oh, yeah. Amen. Erred from the faith. And pierced themselves through with many what? Sorrows. So this don't sound good, guys. The opposite of contentment is materialistic pursuit. And that doesn't sound like it's going to end too well. Y'all hearing me today? Okay, let's keep looking. But thou, O man of God, this is God's word, God's man writing to this young preacher man, Timothy, and he says, but thou, O man of God, flee these things, the things I just told you, and follow after this. Come on, what you chasing? Righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Oh boy, here we go. Fight! Come on, say it with me. Fight! One more time. Fight the good fight of faith. This is a fight, man, to not pursue the materialistic things. This is a fight. Well, I don't understand why he's always talking about it. I ain't always talking about it to begin with, but you know what I'm saying? We can just make excuses, but I'm telling you what, you're not going to win this battle unless you do what? That ball game the other night, I felt like it was Ali Frazier. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you're too old, too young to know what I'm talking about, you need to get on your computer and Google it. What was that? The Thriller in Manila. The Thriller in Manila. Well, that's life too, guys. That's life. That's this fight. You fight the good fight of faith, especially in this area we're talking about. Lay hold on what? Right here, you can get so focused on, because you need money. You've got to have money to eat, to pay the house, to do the car, to do the insurance. Wow. But somehow, as you're doing that, fight and lay hold on eternal life. Grab up here and get your focus up here, son. Amen. You listening? I think of that with this facility we're doing. It's something tangible. We can see it. That's a blessing. That's good. But we got to realize, yeah, and we're going to get to have us church there, and that's true. But somehow, we got to get and lay hold on eternal life. And realize this is big, man. This is important. Lay hold like that. That stuff might come out of your pocket a little easier and help us build this building if you lay hold on this. You listening to me or not? Uh-oh, I done made you mad. Whereunto you are what? Called. As people of God, this is our calling. Yeah, we need stuff and we need things. And what, you know, hey, how can God's work get done unless there's people that are out there working and doing and making an income to be able to give to get these things done? So we're not saying that's not important. It is important. But it's a fight. Amen? And this is our calling. And you professed a good profession before many witnesses. Amen? It's incredible. Okay, so let's talk about it. Here we go. Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not what? Do you think it's pretty easy when you got a lot and you've made it? Maybe you've earned it yourself. That's great. But boy, isn't it a little easier to get full of yourself? Yes or no? Not just before other people. You can get that way before God. You can get the place you don't even need Him. Nor trust and earn certain riches, but in the what? The living who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. I love that verse. Let's look at that in that verse. Who gives us richly what? Say all things with me. All things again. All things one more time. All things one more time. All things. If you have something and you're enjoying it, God gave it to you. That's how we as believers think. That's the mindset of a believer. Every good and perfect gift comes down from above, from the Father of lights, in whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. That's the Bible. Amen? He gives us richly all what? How much is breath worth? You'll find out one day when you ain't breathing anymore. Many find out already how much it's worth when they got to have something to help them breathe. When it's a struggle just to breathe. Did you know I never struggle to breathe? I never struggle to breathe. I get up every day and go... You know who gives me that breath of life in me? My Father. Now, if He gave me that, but somehow He didn't give me my job, He didn't give me my income, He didn't give me... Hey, let me tell you something. Job, income, or breath? Which one you going to want? Say, somebody tell me. Job, income, or breath? Which one? If you ain't got no breath, you ain't got no job. Amen. I know this is country preaching, but listen. That they do good. God's given us things that will do what? Good. That will be rich in what kind of stuff? Good works. Ready to what? Give it. Ready to distribute. Willing to what? That ain't talk about it, guys. Let's make it happen. Amen? You're ready to distribute it, and you're putting your money where your what is. That's where we get old sayings like that from the Bible. Don't you think a lot of them come from the book, say? Amen. Laying up in store for themselves a good what? There's a lot of bragging going on down here. It ain't going to go on up there. I mean, look at what I got down here and up there. You ain't even got a foundation. Amen. Against the time to come that they may lay hold. There's that word again. Laying hold on what? Eternal life. We make up little sayings. You know, we're so heavenly minded, we're no earthly good. But you know what? We need some heavenly mindedness. We need some eternal life holding on to-ness. Amen? That's going to help you fight this good fight of faith. It's going to help you pursue the right things. God's not writing a message in His Word here for us not to work hard, to get stuff, to be able to save, to be able to get ahead. Why? Well, of course we should, so that we can distribute it to help others, to because we're laying hold on eternal life. We can communicate that. Our money's not just put aside. I mean, it's we're putting our money where our mouth is, and we're making things happen for the kingdom. Is that making sense? Amen. Now, here's the thing. This ain't a message today on you giving to get that building built. This message is today on you getting to the place where you can be content. That's what this is about. I'm just talking up here. That was only the Bible I was reading. I didn't even get on my notes. That's just the Bible. But the whole point is that when we do this, when we get to the place where we're content, and that's our fight, and we're fighting that good fight of faith to get content, things get done. Say that with me. Things get, one more time, things get, we're better off for it. We're better ourselves because of it. We're not piercing ourselves through, and we're not drowning in perdition and destruction. We're not piercing our souls with many sorrow. We're not erring from the faith. These are all good things for us. And in the meantime, things are getting what? Done for the kingdom because we've laid hold on eternal life. Does that make sense to you today? Makes good sense to me. Now, content, I want you to see this. I'm weird. I have me a little dictionary. I got two of them. I got my little handy-dandy quick one. Whoop! Just like that. And I got the bigger one. They sit in my right-hand desk drawer, second drawer. So I got my Bible. I do have a computer over there. I hardly ever Google anything or nothing, words like that. I got the Bible. I got a concordance back here behind me. And a book that shows me all the different words in the Bible. What do we call that? I should know this. I went to seminary. Any word in the Bible, I can look that thing up and it'll just show me those words. It's like a concordance or something like that. Whatever. We ain't got time for this. It's just in my office and I use it every day. It's right here. Almost every day. So I got my Bible, I got that thing right here, and I got my dictionary. And that helps me a lot. And so I look up this word content. The word means what? One more time. Come on, one more time. So that's what the word means. It means to be satisfied. But I'm telling you, it's a weird word. Most words, if you add something to the end of it, it means the same thing. Run! Running! I'm still running! You understand? I'm not some English fella, but I did have a minor in English, believe it or not. But listen, most words, when you add something to the end of them, it means the same thing. Okay? All right? But content is a weird word. If you add I-O-N to it, or I-O-U-S, the word content becomes what? Contention. What's that got to do with the message? Well, you just go with me some on it. Or contentious. contention or contentious. Follow my train of thought. You know what contention means? Fussing. What does content mean? Satisfied. You know what contention or contentious means? Fussing, battling, quarreling, fighting. And all I did was just add just a little to it. That's all I did, just add a little to it. Keep looking. All of a sudden, something nice becomes something what? Content turned what? Ugly. Let's keep looking. Just a couple of thoughts from the Scriptures. It's been declared unto me of you, you my brethren, by them which are the house of Chloe, that there be what among you? Contentions among you. Keep looking. A foolish son is the calamity of his father, and the contentions of a wife are a continual what? Chinese torture. That's what the Bible said. I didn't say it. It's better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious and an angry what? Or man. Amen. Say. Do you see how content turned ugly and all we did was add a little something to the end of it? As coals are to the burning coals and wood to the fire, so is a contentious man to kindle what? To start a mess. Now listen, being satisfied turned into being fussy, quarreling, or contentious. What's the point? We twisted the message now. Where are you going, Clark? Listen to me. So it can be with stuff. That was my point. That was my point. We shouldn't leave today thinking having a house, having a job, having a savings account, having stocks, having a 401k, having a good health plan. These kinds of things are evil. They're not. Okay? But I'm going to tell you something. All those things you're chasing, if you're not careful, if you don't watch what you're running after, all that stuff or some of those things can bring quarreling into your home, fussing into your home, destruction into your home. Is that making any sense? Yes or no? Into your church. I just think it's interesting. God gave us these things, and somehow we think they're ours. And something that was meant to be good. And I know God must set up in the heavens. The Bible says He sets in the heavens and He laughs. He laughs. As He sees the way we screw things up. You listening or not? That's what I'm talking about. Money and stuff is okay. But it can become what? Ugly in a heart. So you keep fighting that good fight of faith. You lay hold on eternal life. We've learned some things today. Amen? I hope you've been listening. So we've been focusing on being what? Content and not what? Contentious. I mean, be honest with you, folks. People can give money to a good cause, and at the same time, they can be full of themselves and proud, and they can have a bad spirit, and they can take their giving and turn it into something where they want praise and all this kind of stuff. It's crazy what money and things can do to us. That was the point. Now, six things the Bible says about being content. And, Raj, I've got about 5 minutes. Is it possible just to give me the points? Can you just give me the point without the Scripture? We'll let them go to the Scripture. Is it going to pop up? It's going to pop up right there. They're not that long, though, are they? Here they go. Number one, let's look at them. Jesus told, when He was speaking, He said, be content with your what? So the Bible says six things. Number one, we're to be content with our wages. Say it with me. I'm to be content with my wages. Does that mean I can't ask God to help me if I've got needs that I need? Absolutely. But so many people in their jobs, they become dissatisfied where they're working because they're not content with what they're making. Okay? Or if you're not content with what you're making, maybe you should go get another job. It's certainly all right to request help or request a raise, but it's not all right to be discontent or to be contentious while you're getting it. Does that make sense? It's what Jesus said. We're to be content with our wages. In Ukraine, you can work a whole month as a public high school teacher and make $20. Just depends where you're living, I guess. Amen? Believers, we need to be content with our wages. You listening to me? Number two, not that I speak in respect of want, for I've learned in whatsoever state I'm in, therewith to be what? Number two, I'm to be content with my financial status. That's not to mean you can't have goals. There's a difference between, you know, having a goal to have more income. There's a difference between having your, you know, to making more money or to having goals to get stuff. But that's okay to have those goals. But be content. Be content, not angry or contentious or ugly. Don't get all screwed up when those things don't happen just like you want. Make sure you're giving God the credit along the way as you're getting there. Y'all listening? I'm just trying real quick to make sense of this. Having food and raiment, let us be content. So number three, the third thing about contentment, we're to be content with our what? Food and our what? Clothing. Do you think almost anybody on the planet would any day be happy to have a bag full of clothes from Goodwill? Other people living in other places on the planet, do you think they'd be just love it? Yes or no? Absolutely. Sometimes the more you have, it can become something ugly. And it ought to be something where we're laying hold of eternal life and giving God more glory. Is that making sense, guys? Be content with the food and the clothes you have. If you have to wear something a little long, you don't have the time, that's okay. Don't get all messed up over it. Amen? I'm going to tell you a quick story, just real fast. Kim, whom I'm married to now 3 weeks, it was about 2 months ago, I went to Wendy's. We'd gone to the beach, and I went to Wendy's. She's a single mom, struggling, and has to get help from her parents and on food stamps. And I go to Wendy's, and I pick us up. I do the dollar menu because I'm cheap. And I do the dollar menu, and I get the little Frosty, and I eat the Frosty before I get back to the house so they won't know I ate it. Okay? I'm evil. And I know y'all do this. I know y'all do this too. I get back to the house. I put the bag on the table. And I'm so happy with myself because I pull out the 3 hamburgers and the 2 fries and a salad. And that salad, that X's out the Frosty. But anyway, and I look at all of it, and I got it for like $10.31. And I was so proud. I was like, wow, look at all this I got for $10.31. And she looked at me and said, well, that's a lot. And I'm thinking, yeah, it's a lot of food I got on the table. She said, no, that's a lot. $10.31, or whatever it was. I said, well, what do y'all get? And she says, well, we go and we get a chicken nugget for like 99 or something. And then we get a fry. And we get a hamburger. And Hannah and I split the hamburger. And we do it for like $3 and something. And that just broke my heart. Are you listening or not? Okay. But you know what? She wasn't fussing about it. She was just glad to see all that we got that day. Do you understand the point? And that's not her to put her up and put you down or put me down. I'm the bad guy in the story, I guess. Here's the point. Be content with what you what? Be content with what you what? One more time. Be content with what you... It's amazing. That good stuff? It's good for me, guys. But godliness with contentment is great gain. Boy, this is a big one. Be content with being what? How much contentment do we put on the fact that I am a child of the living God? Huh. I'm saved. I'm on my way to heaven. Man, I've got a mansion being prepared for me. Is that what John 14 says? Yes, it does. Amen? I've got the Word of God that men gave their lives for. People died so that I could be free in this country to be able to go to church. Hallelujah. Amen? See? Don't be content with being discontent. Wow, that's the battle. Don't be content with being what? Don't be content with being... He who gets the most stuff doesn't win. But my God, we're done. Paul in prison writing, awaiting execution. But my God shall supply all your needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Wow. Isn't that cool? Amen. I'm done, Raj. Can we say that this morning? I'm satisfied with you. One more time. I'm satisfied with you. One last time. It's good for our heart to say it to Him. I'm satisfied with you, Jesus. Amen. Let's stand together. Thank you this morning for listening to the Word of God. That was a good Bible study we had. To me, that's what it was, man.